Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. This is hour two, so if you just tuned in, you missed the first hour. Today is a big day for us on Live the Promise. It is the great giveaway. We're so excited about this time every single year. So for the last month, I've been encouraging you, challenging you to engage out of your comfort zone and engage in a random act of kindness. Do something for somebody else. We're dedicating the whole show today to your calls, your amazing stories. And just to clarify, I'm not saying, because somebody will always ask, is it right for us to brag about the good things we do? Of course, all year long, we want you to engage in the things God wants you to do. And it is fun to share them, but you that's between you and the Lord. But today, there's a purpose in this. We're celebrating the story, the connection, your act of obedience. And the thing is, when you call with your story, you inspire thousands of other people to be similarly encouraged and challenged and inspired. And everybody who gets on the air today will get Christmas candy bar, a book off our Faith Radio shelf. At the end of this hour now, in just about 50 minutes, we're going to put on a song and we're going to vote on the two most inspiring stories. Two of you will get a great gift basket of goodies, including your Christmas candy bar and your book. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. So Sherry is so sweet because we had her at the end of the hour about 5 minutes ago. She's back on the line with us. Sherry, you just cracked me up, first of all. You were saying you're a brand new believer and you couldn't believe that God loved you because you used to be such a hooligan, but now you're whole again. Yep. So there you go. And then you said, take us back to this story. So you saw someone, I think, in a van and you felt like the Lord had told you, give him $100, but that was a foreign voice to you, so to speak. Go ahead.
Right. And I had been wanting him to talk to me, and and I had finally given up because I didn't hear it. But anyway, so I thought, I wonder if that was God. After I was a couple miles on the road, I called my friend, and she said, you won't know unless you're obedient. And I'm like, what? So then I started fretting, and okay, I don't want it to bring, I don't want it to think it's from me, so I should give it to her anonymously. When should I give it to her? Which day? I finally heard God say, just give her the money. So I put it in the envelope, and I walked up to her at church, and I said, this is for you. And I walked away, and it was so cool because a week later, I got a thank you note from her son, who was like 7th, 8th grade, that wanted to go on a mission trip, and he wanted to go so bad, but they needed $100 in spending money, and they didn't have it for him.
My.
They had been praying for 3 weeks for them to be blessed by $100.
Wow.
And I know, right? I had goosebumps. I cried and I cried. And then at the bottom, they asked me to be a prayer partner with him while he was out of state on this trip. And it was so, I grew up a lot that time. I was really getting, So, but that's not, so I was wallowing in this awesomeness of who God is, and wow, there really is a God, and that ain't the end of the story, okay? A week after that, I went to work, and there's like four girls in my office, and my boss says to the girl, she was just been hired, he said, he came in, he was eating a bag of animal crackers. He goes, I'll give you $100 if you tell me what animal I'm holding in my hand. And I was so delighted that he was playing with her. I mean, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I got the vision. It was a hippo. And I just thought, I'm like, say hippo, say hippo. She got it wrong. He went to the other girl. Anyway, I was the fourth and last person. And he asked me, and I said, well, I know what it is. Because he said, yes. And I said, well, I already know what it is. He goes, how do you know what it is? And I said, I know it's a hippo. And he opened his hand, and it was a hippo. And I got $100 back.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, right? And then I put it all together on the way home. I had to pull over when it all came together. That is a really full circle. Right?
Yeah, it so is, Sherry. And you, I can just tell God delights in you, sings over you, and I think you haven't seen nothing yet. I just think God's going to use you in ways that blow your mind because you're so willing to step out, Sherry. Thank you for that story.
Yeah, he still has, I tell him, keep the big stick there because sometimes I'm a little bit slower than the children. And so he has to use it once in a while, but that's fair.
Yeah.
So thank you for the time.
Yes.
And so thank you for your show. I love it.
I'm so glad. Well, so, may God richly
Merry
bless
Christmas.
You. And Merry Christmas to you. You've made me smile
and
today.
Yes. Okay.
Bless you,
thanks,
dear. Susie. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
877-933-2484. Nancy from Lake, I want to say this. Give me a chance. I know. Nebagab. I can't do it. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. It's Lake Nebagaman.
Nebagaman, of course.
Yes.
How are you today?
Yes. I am great. Thank
good.
You.
Good.
And you?
Doing so well. I'm so inspired by all of you. You got a story for us today?
I do. I just wanted to tell you a story about the angel tree. We do that at our church every year, and it actually was very inspiring to me. My daughter had come up to me. She was 12 years old, and she said, "Mom, I want to do an angel tree." And I had done it last year myself, but she saw me do it, and so she wanted to do it. So I said, "Well, you go and pick a name off the tree." And so she went over there, and she picked a little girl that was her age, 12, and she goes, "I know what I want to buy her." So we, they put down some ideas on there, and so we went shopping together, and it was just such a blessing to watch my daughter want to give. And so she picked out a couple things for her and went home, wrapped them, and we brought them to church the following Sunday. And it's just so neat to see when your kids are taking after what you're doing.
Indeed. Wow.
And watching God work in them.
Way to raise her to be a kingdom-minded person, Nancy. That is so wonderful. Thank you for your story, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank you,
so
Susie.
Precious.
Happy birthday.
And thank you. Bless you. This is like the best birthday present a person could ever get. All of these calls of you engaging with people in need, it just literally chokes me up. This is the best thing ever. 877-933-2484. Keep those calls coming. Sue's checking in for my Santee. Hey, Sue.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
I'm well. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Tell me your story.
Oh, I've been so blessed the last few days. I got a call from our pastor that there was a gentleman in our church that wanted to bless three families specifically with toys and food. And so we put our heads together and came up with three families that we thought could use support. And all three of them, in fact, said, there has to be somebody that needs more than we do. And we said no. So we were able to bless. So far, just two, but two more. Well, actually, there'll be a fourth family being blessed with toys and food for Christmas. Maybe not the traditional food. We dropped off makings for lasagna for one family. But just such a blessing in that, in the offering of a gift, they chose to make sure that someone else could be gifted as well.
Wow, so, such an inspiration.
Yeah.
And that's all it takes, really, is just to respond to what God's asking you to do and then see how it all plays out and to be part of it. Sue, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh, love it.
Thank
God bless you, dear.
You too.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Naomi's checking in. Let me throw that number out, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. Hey, Naomi, how are you?
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you today?
Hi. Oh, really excited. I have my daughter, Julia, here with me.
Yay.
And so she's excited. She encouraged me to call and pull over.
Way to go, Julia.
I'm calling. Hi.
Hi, honey.
So my story, we've been listening to these inspiring stories, and we thought of a recent story example. And so we belong to our local YMCA, and at the YMCA they have what's called the Giving Tree, really similar to Nancy's story that just called in. And on it there's different ornaments, and then you choose an ornament, and on the back it says whether it's a boy or girl. and some specific items that they would like to have for Christmas. And so Julia found another little girl that was the same age as her, and it was listed like nail polish, Barbies, and a couple items. And so our plan was to go shopping, buy those items, and then you bring them anonymously wrapped in return. But Julia recently had a birthday party, and she had received some Barbies, and she was very blessed. And she was, Mom, I'm going to give some of my new Barbies, or you know, not unopened, as a gift to donate as part of that. And so I was really proud of her because that was, she initiated that on her own and was willing to give something that she received as a gift to give as a gift to someone else. And also, too, this comes full circle for me because about 10 years ago, she's my youngest. With my two oldest children, I was a single mom, and I was a recipient. My children were family recipients of the similar YMCA family tree. So to now be in a position and place to give back to another family or a little girl, it's a blessing.
Wow, great story. Can you put Julia on by any chance?
Yes, hi, Julia. Hi.
How are you today, Julia?
Good.
Good. You are an amazing young girl to be willing to share some of your birthday presents with someone in need. I just wonder what God might do with you in your life. Are you just so excited to be used by God this way?
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to talk with you personally and just tell you, may God bless you. You stay close to Him. You keep walking with Him. You keep doing what He says, and He will do something amazing through you. Bless you, dear.
Thank you.
Wow, Naomi, that's a great story. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
And to you. Merry Christmas, Julia. Blessings to you both. 877-933-2484. We've got Joan checking in from Duluth. Hey, Joan, how are you?
Hi, Susie.
Doing well today?
Yes, I am. How about you?
So well. This is like the best day ever. I'm so thrilled to be talking to you.
I made Nana Bees. And I'm a Nana, and they're knitted baby blankets, and my grandchildren call them Nana Bees.
Oh.
My niece taught me a year and a half ago how to do it. And my son and daughter-in-law live in Indianapolis, and they have 5 children. Their third child, a girl named Mercy, only lived a week. And I had made one for each of my grandchildren, an aqua, a yellow, a pink, a blue. And recently, I was down visiting, and I was working on a hot green with purple in it. And my daughter-in-law's friend noticed it and asked if I sell them. She didn't ask me. She asked my daughter-in-law. And she had a new 4-month-old little baby girl. She liked it because she was Irish and she likes hot green. She has a 4-month-old. I said that she had a 4-month-old girl. So I just finished it December 6th. And I had 4 people I could give it to. And I asked my husband to pray with me. Who should I give this blanket to, Lord? And we both felt the friend of my daughter-in-law who liked the green bee. So I called my daughter-in-law and I said, I have the Nana Bee ready and done, and I'm sending it to you to give to your friend. And she was thrilled. And it turned out I mailed the Nana Bee to Indianapolis, and it got down there on December 10th. My daughter-in-law gave it to her friend on December 11th, and it just so happens, which we know was God's hand, that she had lost a baby girl 5 years ago on that very day, December 11th, to crib death.
Wow.
And so I was able to give her something I didn't even realize for the date or anything, so I know God's hand was in it, and it is so true that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Wow. Wow, great story, Joan. I think you've got a ministry. I think you've got a business blooming in there, Nana Bees and blankets for those who need them. Honey, thank you so much for that story. Very inspiring.
You're welcome.
God bless you. God bless you. We're going to grab one more call before we have to take a break here. Brian's checking in from Moorhead, 877-933-2484. Hey, Brian, how are you today?
Hi, I'm very good.
Good. Tell me your story today.
Well, this has been something that started this summer, and I'm involved at my church and in the visitors ministry, and there's this little gal that would come every day with another friend that would pick her up, and she had cerebral palsy. She has cerebral palsy, and we just developed a friendship, and I just kept saying to myself, there's got to be some way I can bless this young lady. I didn't want to just presume anything and give her money, or so we just kind of let it go, and the friendship developed, and And one day she was sitting in her car and with her friend, and she said, I said, how's it going? And she said, I'm just troubled. And I said, well, what's the problem? And she said, well, I owe my neighbor boy $10 for mowing my lawn, and I don't know how I'm going to pay him. And I said, so I looked at my wallet, and I had a 20, and I said, here, you can pay him for the next time, too. And she just started crying. And I said, oh, this is not a big thing. Don't worry about it. And she's going on, and I said, you know what? Why don't I just come over and mow it, and I'll just mow your lawn this summer. So I started mowing her lawn this summer and coming over and mowing, and, of course, getting to know her and her husband. Her husband happens to be blind. And just getting to know them and seeing the needs that they have, just such tremendous needs, not just, I mean, financially, but also just all the other things that she deals with. And through that, I've just, you know, we've started picking up groceries once a month for them at the end of the month, because we know that's a more difficult time, and running them here and there. And the reason I'm calling, and I, like you said, it's hard to tell people about this, because it sounds like you're making a big deal about what you're doing. I believe God doesn't want you to advertise these things, but, I just felt that, you know, if you can be open to his leading, because there were years that we didn't even think about, you know, we always thought we were generous, and I think we always have tried to be, but this was just something that was on my heart, and I had been praying about finding a way to bless her, and it's turned into not just a blessing for me. I ended up repairing. She calls me. I repaired her roof here. She called me because her roof was leaking, and I came over and repaired. So I kind of turned into their go-to person.
Yeah,
and she's always thanking me, and she's worried about me getting burned out and saying, no, I'm not going to do it anymore. And I said, God's told me to do this. I can't just say no.
You know what's amazing, Brian, is you praying that God would use you. I mean, there's there's a million people who need a blessing. God's waiting for someone to say, here am I, Lord. And you did the next thing. Then you did the next thing. And it evolved into this relationship that honors God. And you're exactly right. That's why we want to do this show, just because some may not even think out of the box like that. And you did. And God, he took the responsibility to lead you where you were to go. And now you're being used in a way that honors him so deeply. Thank you. Thank you for that call. Wow.
I'm glad I did it, hopefully to inspire someone.
Yes.
It's been a wonderful situation for me.
Well, I sure can tell you're a humble guy, and I appreciate it. I know it wasn't comfortable for you. You're kind of squirming while you're telling that story, but it was totally worth it.
I'm a truck driver, so yeah. I'm on my Bluetooth, so I wasn't sure you could even hear me. But bless you too, Susie. My wife and I both love your show, You're one of the big reasons we support Faith Radio.
Wow. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you and yours. God bless you.
You too.
Isn't that so inspiring? 877-933-2484. One of the things I got for the great giveaway bag is this little decor to put on your shelf, and it says, think outside the box. I just think, like Brian, thinking outside the box, boy, how God can use you. If you're willing to get out of the comfort zone, think outside the box, see what God will do. 877-933-2484. Keep those calls coming. 877-933-2484. Glad to have you listening today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. This is the great giveaway. We always do this a week before Christmas. Make the joke, my birthday's tomorrow, and this is my birthday present to hear thousands of you who've mobilized and engaged in a random act of kindness, because God has been so kind to us, calling in and sharing your stories. I delayed our quarter hour break so much, though, just coming back from that break, and we have to be back up for our bottom of the hour break in just a few minutes. But I want to keep the calls coming. Everybody who gets on the air gets some Christmas candy and a book off of our faith shelf. And then at the end of this hour, so in about 35 minutes, we're going to put a song on. We're all going to vote on the top two stories, and two of you are going to get a great giveaway basket of goods. goodies, candy, Christmas candy. Let's see, some books off our faith shelf, a winter scarf, a little decor that says think outside the box. Just helps us to think outside the box when it comes to being used of God. 877-933-2484. Got Alicia calling from Eagan. Alicia, am I saying your name right, or is it Alicia?
No, it's Alicia.
Nice to meet you, honey. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so good. So glad to hear from you. Tell me your story.
My phone might hang up because it hangs up randomly.
Okay.
I heard the caller that called in that helped, started helping his friend from church with lawn work and things like that.
Yep.
And I have a friend who's our friend, but she started out as our neighbor. And he just selflessly watches my kids, plays with my kids, just fixes things in our house, just goes out of his way to bless our family. And it's just listening to Brian, I think his name was Brian.
Yep.
Listening to his story just really reminded me of my neighbor, Rich. And there was a time a few years ago that I was in the hospital, and Rich was such a blessing to us. And he still is. We've moved. We're not neighbors anymore, but we're still friends. And he just, I mean, he's like all of my children's best friend. And it's just a huge blessing.
Wow.
I just wanted to share that.
I love it.
The things that we do for people really make a difference. But I'm always like, how can I?
Do I still have you there, Alicia? You're beeping in and out, but I want to tell you something. Hope you can hear me. When you get to your destination, email me if you remember or know Rich's address. Email it to me, and we'll put a little package together to say thank you for your kindness to Alicia, just to thank him for you, for what he's done for you and how he's been there for you. How about if we do that?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, I would love that too. So Susie@myfaithradio.com. And if you don't remember that, come through the Live the Promise page and just remind me of this story. Tell me about Rich. And if you can get us his address, we'll put something together with a note, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, too, honey. Merry Christmas. 877-933-2484. This listener said, at the post office yesterday, waiting in line, the man in front of him ended up leaving his phone at the counter. This guy picked it up by mistake, started driving it away when it went off. He turned around, went back inside, found the guy who was so amazed to get his phone back. All the people in the post office cheered for him. It was a good feeling. You see that? We're in a day where the love of most is growing cold. That's what the Bible said would happen. This is where we shine our lights brighter. Like my pastor says, you don't shake your fist at the darkness. You just shine brighter. Keep the phone calls coming. This is The Great Giveaway. 877-933-2484. 877-93-FAITH. Don't go away. More great calls from you when we return. Loved us so much that he sent his son. He loved us so much that he gave and he gave and he gives and he gives. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. For these 2 hours, we're dedicating them to the Great Giveaway. We do this every single year, mobilizing thousands of you to engage, to think outside the box, to see what you can do to help someone you would otherwise miss. We've received so many calls. We are inspired by you so, so much. We want to hear from you. The question was, what's the best thing you can do with $15? We just sort of threw that out there. But the amount is between you and God. But how did you engage? How did you get out of your comfort zone? Call in and tell us your stories. 877-933-2484. Here it is again, 877-933-2484. 2484. If you're driving, pull over and talk to me. I would love to hear from you. Everybody who gets on the air will get some Christmas candy, a Christmas candy bar, a book off of our Faith Radio shelf. And in about 20 minutes or so, a little over 20 minutes, we'll put a song on, and we're going to gather together, and we're going to vote on the two most inspiring stories. Two of you will not only get your candy bar and your book, you're going to get a great giveaway gift basket. I'm looking at it right now. Really fun stuff. A winter scarf. There's a little decor thing that I bought that says Think Outside the Box. There is some Christmas dessert nuts. There's some funfetti cake mix. Oh, and It's a Wonderful Life. Had to throw that in there. The game Uno. A few other things. Love to get that in your hands just as our way of saying thank you for being the hands and the feet of Christ. Here's the number, 877-933-2484. Elizabeth from Grand Forks wrote in, said, there's a lady in our apartment who is having financial troubles. I put some money under her door to help her out. Later, she mentioned she had some coats to sell in order to get some needed money. Though I didn't need the coats, I bought them to assist her and then donated them to the local shelter. Don't you love that? 877-933-2484. David's calling from Maplewood. Hey, David, how are you?
I am good. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm great. So good to hear from you.
Good.
Yeah.
My story started out as a random act of kindness during a Michael W. Smith concert. Mm. Compassion International was there, and I walked by, and I didn't feel the pull, but suddenly she was holding out the envelopes, and I felt a pull. I grabbed an envelope. I looked at the young man's name, looked at his birth date, and it happened to be the same as my father's, who had just passed away a couple of years earlier.
Oh, my. Wow.
And so I said, you know what, I got to do this. And so it's been such a blessing to sponsor this child for the last 3 years and watch him grow not only physically but in Christ as we exchange our letters back and forth from Minnesota to Columbia.
My. Isn't that just precious? And I say this often enough on the air, David, but, when we go to heaven, we get to be with Jesus forever. That's, of course, going to be the greatest treasure. But I think hearing some of these stories and the impact where God will give you vision to be able to see the day-to-day impact of your sacrifice and your love, I think it's just going to be a marvel to see, because he said, it's to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit. And now your fruit is bearing fruit by sowing into this precious young man. Wow, isn't that something when you think about it?
It is, and not having any children of my own, it's nice to have like a web child.
Indeed. Well, I pray you can go visit him someday. That's just an awesome story. Thank you for sharing.
You are very welcome. You have a good Christmas, and blessings to you.
And to you. Merry Christmas. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. So we've got a song I want to play as we're waiting for more calls to come in. And this one is my favorite this season. You know, you've heard me talk about Danny Gokey's Christmas album. We had him on a few weeks ago. What a generous, gracious, humble guy. Love that guy. This song, I was driving when I was listening to the album, getting ready for the interview, I started to cry. Big shocker, huh? But it moved me to tears. You got to hear the song. Please keep the calls coming in. Tell us about your engaged random acts of kindness. Let me say this real quick again, just as a kind of a disclaimer, so to speak. Some feel a little funny about calling in saying, hey, this is the thing I did. And I don't want to put you in a funky position to brag on your random act of kindness. There's a whole purpose to this. Of course, all year long, we're going to give privately and joyfully. But the purpose of this is we are hoping and praying your story will inspire 1,000 more just like it, that you stepped up, you stepped out. Maybe you were afraid. Maybe you didn't have the time or the money, but you did it anyway. I'm telling you what, you're going to inspire many. That's the whole purpose, is to mobilize an army and to engage in random acts of kindness. 877-933-2484. Let's listen to Danny Gokey's Give Me Jesus.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, oh. All this world, oh, give me when I come to die. When I come to die. When I come to die, give me Jesus.
More of that amazing song. I'm going to take a couple calls here in a moment. This one choked me right up. Rebecca called in, and her and her fiance Johnny, they walk through neighborhoods that are not well off, and Johnny carries a football. I just almost can't read this. And whenever he finds a boy with nothing to do, he tosses the football with them, and he gives them the football or his jersey. They do this a couple times a month. She calls him Johnny Football. He grew up poor, and he wants to give back. Really a generous guy, does this regularly. I am overwhelmed by that story. 877-933-2484. Tariq is calling from Lakeville. Hi, Tariq. How are you?
Good. How are you, Susie?
I'm good. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, too. I love your show.
Oh, I so appreciate you listening. I'd love to know your story. What do you got for me today?
I was just listening to testimony, so I decided to share something which happened a few months ago. So there was this Christian sister who was laid off from her job quite for a few times, so she was struggling in her life, you know. And one day I was driving home from work, and I saw her on the side of the road, and I just stopped, and I knew that it was she. So I asked her, are you okay? She said, well, I thought I heard some noise from my car, then I was just checking that. So, you know, the Holy Spirit nudged me right away. So her car was in a bad shape, so give this car to her, the car I was driving.
Oh, my goodness.
So then I didn't say anything. Then I went home. I talked to my wife. I told her everything. So she was more than happy. So next day we washed the car. We changed the oil and everything. It's in a car which is in a very good shape. So we went to her house next night. And there were people in the house. So we took her out and we gave her the key. And if you have time, I'll come tomorrow and we'll change the title to your name. And she was, you know, I can't tell you the emotion she felt. So she told me that she prayed the whole night after that day because she was really in need of that car. So I am really glad I did that. Glory be to the God.
Indeed.
And a week before that, in our church, the pastor was teaching about how the Holy Spirit nudges. When the Holy Spirit nudges you, just do it right away. That was the teaching. It was in my heart. So this happened on the right time. So glory be to God.
Indeed. Glory be to God, Tariq. And that is audacious and amazing. And may God pour back into you in Jesus' name. Thank you for that call.
Amen.
Oh, love it. Tariq, what an inspiration. I want to give away a car. That's a whole new level of giving. I want to do that. Patty's calling from North Dakota. Hey, Patty, how are you?
Hi, Susie. My giving away was the Lord put it on my heart to give our secretary some money. And so I went in and I was going to hand it to her, and she had gone to leave for an appointment. So the other secretary said to me, well, she had to take her grandchildren to the doctor because she is, you know, take it if she's got custody of her grandchildren. And so I said, well, just give it to her, but don't tell her it's from me. So she gave her the money, and a couple days later, that other secretary handed me a thank you note from this other secretary. And inside it said, thank you so very much. This is the amount of money I needed to pay for the office visit that,
wow.
you know, for taking my grandchildren.
My.
And I just want to say, you know, that, you know how the Lord, the Holy Spirit or the Lord nudges you to do something and you say, oh, I must be not hearing it
yeah.
right or whatever. And we really do need to just step out in faith and just do it. And even if we're wrong, we're
That's
still
right.
blessing someone.
Yeah. Well,
so,
scripture talks
you.
About that, you know, he'll move on every act prompted by your faith. So he'll do something with it when we move on faith. Patty, thank you. God bless you. Okay, let's try to squeeze in these next three. I got a Haley, Sandy, and Anonymous. We're gonna get all of you on. Lord willing, we are. Haley, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing great. So love to hear from you. Tell me your story.
Well, it's actually about something that did something for me that was amazing.
Hmm.
My daughter in July became really ill with a bacterial infection, and we were at Nemours Hospital for a week. I had to miss a week of work, and it was very unexpected, as most are. Mm. And my job at that point became very frustrated with the fact that they were short-staffed, and they kind of cut my hours back. When I came back to work, I was so far behind in my bills that I was like $200 behind in daycare. And not having childcare for my kids, I wasn't going to be able to go to work. So I tried to take my kids to the daycare, and they were like, we are sorry, you know, we just can't take them with a past due balance. And so I went to walk out, and I was like, okay, we're going to figure it out. And all of a sudden, one of the other moms at the daycare had overheard, and she grabbed my arm and handed me $200
wow.
to pay for daycare for that day. And I was able to go to work.
Mm. God is so good,
yeah.
isn't he, Haley?
He really is. It was
yeah.
amazing, and I was completely so unexpected and blindsided, and I honestly have really, I paid her back, of course, as soon as I got back on my feet, I paid her back, and I was so thankful, but I've never seen that girl since, and I really am so thankful for her, and
thank
you. Know, what she did was just amazing.
Thank you, Haley, for sharing that, and may God continue to surprise and bless you, you know, but may you be on the receiving end, and may you be someone who's a flow-through account as well. Thanks for that call. Wow, so good. All right, Sandy's calling from Bloomington. Hey, Sandy, how are you?
Hey, happy birthday, girl.
Thank you. This is the best birthday
okay.
ever. Okay, let's hear
ever.
It.
Okay, so I wasn't going to do this year. Okay, so I'm sick as a dog, and I'm thinking, oh, I've got all my Christmas presents wrapped, all my cards wrapped, and I go to the, and I realize, I look in, I go, I forgot to put in some McDonald's gift certificates to the, you know, little ones that I was going to give. And I thought, okay, Lord, if I see someone that's got the oil change or the free pizza, whatever, you know, walking around, and sure enough, on the way to the post office, I see this guy, he's walking in the rain, he's got the little sign on, you know, and I stopped, okay, Lord, so I stopped the car. I get out, I give him all of these little gift certificates, and he looks at me with this puzzled look, and I said, Merry Christmas! And he says, oh, Merry Christmas!
So,
in fact, he was walking away as I was walking towards him, he was walking away from me, going, no, don't run away!
Oh, my. Wow. So you were available anyway, Sandy. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah.
Golly, that's so sweet.
So much.
May he continue to use you in ways that surprise you. Bless you, dear. All right. Anonymous caller, let's hear from you. How are you today?
Very good. Happy birthday, Susie.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling today.
And this is just, it seems like such a small thing, but I happened to hear your show as I was just coming out of the salon. I just got my hair cut, and I just went to the bank and cashed my work check and was trying to think of a way to use this little bit of a tithe money off this check to bless somebody. And I was just thinking about some of the elderly ladies that I had just seen in the salon. And so I'm actually on my way back to the salon to give some money to my stylist so that she could use this to bless someone that will come in maybe tomorrow to get her hair done, maybe somebody who had just lost her husband or someone. But I just want her to use that money to pay for someone's haircut or a style that maybe could bless her tomorrow.
Oh, very good. Well, God bless you, and I pray you have a blast with that one, and hope you get to hear the story, how it comes back around. Appreciate that so much.
All right.
Thank you, dear. Okay, we have to pause and take a short break. We're going to take a few more calls, and then we're putting that song on. We're going to kind of take a little vote here, 877-933-2484. Hey, if you want to cast your vote, if you've been just listening and taking it all in, being inspired, if there was one particular story that meant a lot to you, give us a call and let us know. We just got probably about 5-6 more minutes to take stories, 877-933-2484. Tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. I'm so choked up. I'm so amazed. You know, we just came through this winter share where you were so incredibly generous, just sowing into the vision of the Ministry of Faith Radio. Here we have, on the heels of that, the great giveaway where we're just asking you to be the hands and feet of Christ, be mobilized, engage in random acts of kindness for those in your sphere of influence, outside your sphere, cross the street, do what you need to do, and you're blowing us away again. So many amazing calls. We've got just a couple minutes left to take your calls. What we're asking, just tell us how you stepped out of your comfort zone and helped someone in need. Everybody who gets on the air will get a candy bar, Christmas candy bar, a book off our Faith Radio shelf. Two of the most inspiring stories will get a great giveaway basket. In about 2-3 minutes, we're going to play a song, and we're going to gather the call screeners and the producers together, and we're going to vote on which two stories inspired us most. You'll get the great giveaway basket. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. So many great stories. Let's see here. I'm looking for some new ones that came in the mail here. Let's see here. This one, she called in a little bit earlier, but I got to share it again. Nancy says she was at a thrift store, and two little kids knocked on the car window saying that they needed $40 to pay the rent for the month. She called the hotel to verify this, and the Lord encouraged her to actually give $100. And this grandma opened the door. This Nancy's daughter handed the $100 to this grandma, who just collapsed in her arms, sobbed and cried. And these kids all were going to get socks, were going to get some necessities, and they were going to get their rent paid. How amazing. 877-933-2484. We've got Hannah calling in from Minneapolis. Hey, Hannah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm blessed.
Aren't we all? Boy, tell me your story.
Well, this year is a little different for my family. I'm a mother of 5 children, and my husband and 2 of my daughters are in the hospital this year.
Oh.
And my church and community have reached out to my family quite a bit. And there were 2 ladies, partners, that I've been just befriending, and they were without a vehicle, and God laid on my heart to give them my truck. And my dad had just given me his small car so I could make all these trips to the hospital and save on gas money. And God just reminded me, you know, I've given so much to you, and you know, you're never in a state where you can't give.
Wow. Hannah, thank you. Thank you for sharing. That's unbelievably generous. Bless you, and may God heal your hubby and your daughters. We're coming up to the end, so I'm going to take one last call here. God bless you, Hannah. Merry Christmas. Brian is calling. He's our last one that we can take here from Brooklyn Park. And, Brian, we literally have about a minute and a half, but I want to hear from you. How are you today?
Well, doing good.
Good.
I was just thinking of something. This is something my younger brother and I do every year. We sign up Salvation Army and go to a kettle and just sing for 2 hours with our song sheets and Christmas carols.
Nice.
And it's a way to proclaim Christ, and if we have fun, plus we make money for the Salvation Army.
Beautiful.
And I especially want to challenge men. I think sometimes men need to get out of our comfort zone, and it's fun to see these little boys come in. I don't think they've ever seen a man sing in public.
I love it.
You know, so I just want to challenge the men to think about that. It's not that hard. It's not a concert. You don't have to sing. You just make a joyful noise
there
for a couple
go.
Hours.
That's a great challenge, Brian. Thank you so much. And you're going to get the candy bar.
Well, thank you, Susie.
That's right. God bless you. We're going to hear a song for just a little bit here. We're going to take a vote. We'll be back in just a moment.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error.
Okay, this was not easy because you inspired us all. We just had the group. Special thanks to our friends in the call center. But we've got Deanna from Plymouth, the flight attendant, who had the layover and gathered stuff together for the homeless person. Deanna, you win one of the great giveaway gift baskets. Tariq, who helped with a woman with the car troubles and then turned around and gave his car away. You win the other gift basket. You're all getting candy bars and books, and we bless you. We thank you. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In a little bit, you'll find this whole podcast up on our website at myfaithradio.com. Keep living generously. Live expectantly. Ask God to do the impossible in and through you. Love you so much. Appreciate you so much. The Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. He's the one who'll keep you strong to the end. Have a great day.